This episode of the Cutting Edge Podcast is brought to you by GlassGadget.com. Showcase Innovations creates tools that help shower door installers be more efficient and save time. Check out GlassGadget.com for more information. Hey, you guys, what's going on? Shower Door Professionals here. We are live streaming on Facebook, and we are in the meeting here in Zoom. I have posted the link in the Facebook page, so you can just click on there and come on in. Most of you guys probably already know how to get here. So I'm just going to be watching, make sure everybody can get in. Sometimes the link, the password isn't included in the link, so try to make sure I post all of that pertinent information so that you can come on in and join us in the chat if you are so inclined. It's rainy here in beautiful Santa Cruz, California. That's okay. Over where Tunes is at, it's hot. It's summertime on the African continent. So it's like 2:30 in the morning. Those guys are up outside because it's cooler outside.
Let me know.
Right? Isn't that right, Tunes?
Yes, it's cool outside.
It's cool outside. Yeah. So it's just too hot to be sleeping.
Too hot.
But fortunately for Baba Tunde, man, we're here having a live stream so you can come hang out with us and chat.
Yeah.
Right on. So it's good to see you, my brother, man. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah. So it's cool. We had a pretty good meeting last Wednesday. Oh my gosh, what day is it? Wednesday. We're just starting to, catch up about that a little bit here in the pre-show chat. Last Wednesday, we were talking about pricing and how to answer that question about, why is your price so high? Why is stuff so expensive? I don't get it. It's like, yeah, we'll stick around,
It's tempting as it is just so expensive.
What's that, Bob Tunde?
I said it's same thing here. Everything is double price now, like triple the price they're selling it before.
Yeah, things are expensive everywhere, right? Prices just seem to go up. They don't seem to go down. It's mostly like that way, not that way. Well, hey, we got to kind of to the end of the meeting last week, and somebody posted in the chat room over on Facebook was just asking the question about contractors. How do you strike up new relationships with general contractors? And, and how do you maintain those relationships? How do you become friends with the bigger fish in your area? So I was just kind of thinking about that, thinking, wow, that's a good topic for one of these meetings. Those always seem to come like right at the end of a meeting, which is kind of cool, because all I have to do is make a note of it and then bring it up again at the beginning of the next meeting. And sometimes you guys talk about the topic that I bring up. Sometimes you go in a completely different direction. And I love that. I love it. I mean, whichever way it goes, it's always good. So I see we've got Christina here. She's doing her usual drive home and checking in. What's going on, Christina?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I am going to give a co-op update. Sorry, it's really dark. It's late here. But We are making a lot of progress on this co-op. It's cooking with gas. We met with a guy last week that we talked about. His name is Steven, and he really helped to start the Amicus Cooperative, which is a solar panel cooperative. It's really focusing on the purchasing side, which wasn't our original intention, but he opened the door in conversation to a lot of possibilities with vendor partnerships that would be interesting to explore. And so we're talking about that. We're looking at relationships with vendors that we really want to focus on. And I think there's just a lot of great stuff that could go into this. So these relationships are really going to be key and exciting moving forward. And we, we have had a lot of conversations about this, and now we're putting some numbers down and getting it all set up. So not a lot of concrete information to say right this second. I know Rob put together some stuff in the newsletter. I have not had a chance to look at just yet. It's been a crazy day, but you know, we're making waves. So really excited about that. Did I miss anything, Chris?
Gosh, I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of hard to cover everything, you know, in just a few minutes here. But just, it's interesting as we're going along and talking about this, and getting different insights from people who've already done it. Just how something comes up and it just kind of really adds to the excitement, you know, of what we're doing and things that we hadn't thought of before. So I don't want to give too much away. You know, I want to kind of hold a little back, you know, but I can tell you that those of us who are on this kind of steering committee, or whatever it is we call ourselves, exploratory commission, we're excited, you know, so it's giving us, you know, kind of the fuel to keep pursuing it. And yeah, I think it's going to be awesome to see what happens next.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you. And thanks for all you do. Really appreciate it. Rob, you too. You're the man. I looked at the newsletter. I mean, I don't know if it actually went out yet, or but
no, I haven't posted it. I was waiting on edits, but you know, maybe I should just start doing it and letting y'all know it's done instead of asking y'all to check it out. It probably be get more progress that way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing, man. I mean, the newsletter thing is a weird thing because the timing of it, you know, you just really don't know, you know, when it's done, you know, because like, everything is like constantly unfolding. There's always, every day there's something new, right? So it's nothing's like, what day do you actually push the button? So I will figure it out. I mean, no, I haven't had anybody complain to me. So I guess we're doing it.
Yes, but I will be, going forward, we'll be posting it weekly on your blog, and I'll be making sure it gets posted to the Facebook group. A link to your blog, whatever actual date of the week it gets published. That way people can go there and get an update of what might have been discussed and what opportunities are going forward for them to add their input, so we can make sure everyone's voice is kind of heard. And as we make that group and any other things that we're building that can help everyone.
Love it. Love it. There you go. So anyways, yeah. So getting back to the topic at hand. So first of all, do all of you find folks out there do business with general contractors? I mean, is there anybody here who does not do business with general contractors at all? You're just putting your foot down, got to draw the line somewhere. And this is where I'm drawing it, man. No general contractors. Just get out of my town. Anybody like that? Yeah, I didn't think so. Probably happy to do work for whoever. So,
no, I'm actually trying to build my contractor clientele more. Last few weeks, I think I got like 4 or 5 of them. Last 3 weeks, so I've been doing quite a bit with them. I care less for the new builds because the new builds take what, a year, 2 years. I'd rather get the remodelers, and because they do, you know, a couple a month. So I have one that I work with really closely, and I get about two or three shower doors from him a month. So, yeah, but I'm trying to get my clientele, you know, build up, you know.
Add a few more contractors to the list.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like to have that. You know, I have a few, and then I have a few that I haven't heard from, so I'll call them up and, hey, how you doing? Most of them are kind of not, they're not busy. They're not really doing anything right now. Because nobody's not really spending money around my area. So I'm like, all right. But, you know, I am trying to get my clientele, my contracted clientele. You know, mostly the high-end houses, most of the high-end people that do high-end homes, those are where people don't really budge on the price. They just want to get it done, a nice quality job, you know, instead of, you know, they don't care about the best deal. They want the best work done.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you make a good point there. I mean, if you get in with those builders that do the higher end work, they're not really shopping for price. They're looking for
And then when I'm driving around too, I'll drive around. If I see like a sign where they're building a house, I'll take a picture of their sign. I'll call them up or I'll send them a text message or little flyer or something like that, and I get a few hits off of them. I mean, it's been working. It's just, you know, some of them are either have, you know, friends that are in the glass business, and you're not going to get business from them because they have buddies already. So, but yeah, I go around, take pictures, and I try to, you know, call them or, you know, try to connect with them. But yeah, I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So when you're driving around, if you see a sign on a new construction, right, usually they'll put up their sign, the general contractor, because they want to, they're showing off. They want to brag that they're building this nice house. So you just like take a photo of that, and then you've got it on your phone, and you can reach out to them, you know, maybe look them up, Google them, go to their website, send them an email. Maybe you can find them on LinkedIn, or maybe you can find them on Instagram or whatever. Send them a message. What if you took a picture of that house, you know, and their sign in the house, and like, and you go to your Instagram account, you know, post it, you know, see if you can find them, tag them. Hey, this is a nice house. You know, people who are building this, man, they know what they're doing, you know. Butter them up a little bit or something. Might work.
So we have a method with that. We seem to be the opposite of most of the people that I've met on this call. We're about 75% contractor, 25% homeowner. It's really been our focus. And we subscribe to a company. It's called, I'll remember it in a second, but they gather up permit information, and it's public information about who has requested a permit. So the plumbing, the electrical, those types of things will show up on the permit list, and it'll list the contractor, it'll list the homeowner, and you can use that public information to then reach out. And so we get that list weekly for our area. We subscribe to the cities and the zip codes that we want to go into, and we send out a letter. A lot of times there isn't an email and there isn't necessarily a phone number. Of course, the, you know, contractor, you can look them up, but we do that weekly to try and get contractor business. But I would say the number one thing for our contractor business is attending NARI, Home Builders Association. Ours in Vancouver is called Building Industry Association, our Oregon City Chamber, all of those places where our contractors are is where I go over and over and over again. So they get used to seeing me. I want the ones that love the person that they're currently using and, you know, don't want to change until something happens and then they remember me.
That's a good point. Because just because someone's locked in right now doesn't mean they're not going to fall out of love, you know, with their current glass person, right? And when they do, you want them to think of you.
It could be a year. Sometimes the other guy retires, sometimes they outgrow him, whatever. Construction Monitor. That's the company that pulls the permits that we use. They started out of either Colorado or Idaho, and they've been branching out. So I don't know if they're in every area, but Construction Monitor.
Awesome. Good tip.
Do you guys
Construction.
know? Do you guys know any like any there's a thing that there used to be a long time ago. I don't know if you still have it. It's an association, like contract association, and you pay like a fee. Has anybody ever like joined one of those, and has it helped? Like in that, you
You
guys.
mean one of those where you go to the weekly meeting and you trade business
No, long time
cards?
ago, they used to have, my dad used to be part of it. We used to be part of it. It was, oh man, I forgot the name of it. But they used to have like, you join, it's a yearly thing you pay, and then you just get on, like, they'll send you like, chances to quote jobs and stuff like that. And
Is it like a construction guild or something like that?
yeah, something like that. I don't know if there's anything like, I know there used to be for a commercial. We used to get a lot of commercial jobs through that. But I don't know if they have anything that is shower door related, or like what we do. I've been trying to look, but I cannot find anything.
Most of the ones, most of the ones we've seen are like the Dodge Reports and Construction Journal, which are online, and they'll give you that. But they're all jobs. You have to search to see if they need shower doors. But we're looking at them too for wine closets now. They're starting to spec in there, and railings. So you just have to go through the plans. But most of those builders will put the plans out there for guys to bid. So they're always looking to get bids. Now, the problem is lots of times you're bidding it and you're wasting your time because they're going to take your bid and find somebody cheaper. They got to find three bids and they want you to be either the highest or the middle one.
Yeah,
But
that can happen.
that's a problem. That's why what Shannon does is the best, is the personal relationships with these guys. Where you can find out what's important to them. Is the quality important, or is the time, or the price, or what's really important, and what's their struggles right now with who they're using? And maybe there aren't any struggles, but you just want to be a viable backup for them. That's usually the way I approach them. I say, you must have somebody now, and I'm not trying to take their work. I just want to be your backup in case they go on vacation or get sick or can't get product or something happens and you're not happy. Why don't you keep our card as a backup? And they're much more receptive to you than shutting you down. If they don't feel that you're a threat, especially if they have a personal relationship with their current vendor, they'll take your card as a backup. So I've found a lot of success that way.
Yeah, if they don't feel like you're trying to take them away, you're just looking for like kind of a one night stand sort of
Yeah, give us a try.
thing.
But
Yeah, why not, you know?
Shannon hit the nail on the head though, because something is going to happen. It always does, and they're going to get PO'd. And next one up, and she wants to have her face recognized as the next one up. It works. It works.
Put in the door, you know, who knows? I mean, you might get in there and that you just might do a better job than the other guy, or just be easier to work with. You know, maybe you're just more friendly, more, maybe you're just more likable. You
Yeah,
know,
or maybe
not
your
you,
term.
Adrian, but you know, some of these other people.
Maybe your terms are better. Maybe that guy needs to get paid up front and they don't really like doing that. And you're going to give him 30-day terms. Or, all sorts of things that are hot spots for builders. And then
Absolutely.
there's builders you don't want, ones that have
That's
high retainage, that have, when you go to those meetings like Shannon does. You got to talk to the concrete guys, the excavators. They'll tell you who pays good and who doesn't. They'll tell you that. Talk to the sheetrock guys and tile guys near the end of the job. Those are the ones that would get stiffed by certain builders, and they'll say, stay away from them. So it's not just getting all contractors, it's getting good contractors and setting up a good partnership.
Brilliant. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. I mean, and you can't, that can't be overstated how important it is to make relationships with other subcontractors.
Oh, those are the best. You know, you get the tile guys and the plumbers in there, and they're going to say, hey, you know, XYZ does a great job. Use them. I've seen them on all the other jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I get a call where it's like, oh yeah, Jose over at this company said you guys are the best. You know, and you have to like pretend like you remember who Jose is or whatever, you know. It's like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, okay. You know, that's really cool. That's really cool when other trades notice the work that you're doing and then recommend you.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually been starting to consider in our advertising budget to take some of the money out of the budget and use it as a finder's fee to those contractors that do referrals. You know, you got to take a look at your return on investment, all the money you spend on print ads, radio, TV, whatever else you spend it on. And it might be better just to say, you know, every referral you get 25 bucks or 50 bucks. And all of a sudden you'll start seeing a thing and your cost of customer acquisition comes way down because you've really got a good focus target.
Yeah, maybe buy a stack of
Gift cards.
Starbucks cards, right? You
Yeah.
know, 20 bucks, 50 bucks, whatever, you know, and just have a stack of those and just hand those out every time you run into that guy, you know, he gave
Yep.
you a lead. Oh, hey man, I've been meaning to give this to you. You know, it's like, here's get a coffee on me. Thanks a lot for thinking of me.
Yeah. Those are good.
But
Well, I
Shannon,
find the other thing is
you're muted.
get those tile guys some work. Get them some
Yeah.
work. So that's what we do in the showroom. All the displays are put up by different tile guys and remodeling contractors. And we say we don't have a dog in the hunt. We don't pay referral fees. It's none of that stuff. But we've had other customers use them. We recommend you research them. But here's a card. And we probably have 20, 30 tile guys, remodelers, business cards, and depending upon the scope of the project. So these guys are recommending us. And then in turn, you know, you send them one job, it can be $50,000 job.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of remodeling and tile guys that refer us. And one of the reasons is because no other glass companies actually send them work. So send it their way.
Greg, perfect point. And that's why Keith does a lot of social media. He'll go out and he'll give shout outs to the tile guys or the builders or whatever. Say, look at what he did on this job and tag the guy, let him know that the power of our social media is actually pulling for him. That's really powerful too. You know, I look at it that way for my own insurance companies and bankers. Yeah, I put money in your bank. What are you doing for me? Are you putting our ad in your newsletter and sending it out to your 250 employees in your bank that they should be buying from us so that we can put our money in your bank and our insurance company and where we buy our cars, all of our big vendors. I make sure that they know about us. Every one of their employees know about us. That's big. I mean, the sheriff's department, I do a discount for the first responders, the deputies department, the fire department. I mean, they're one of the biggest employees in the county. Lee County is huge. And, you know, these guys, they're working hard, doing extra shifts when they have to make ends meet. So if they can get a discount and recommend us, I mean, if you get a recommendation from one of the officers in town that have seen everybody, that's a powerful recommendation.
Yeah, and I would say as well, when you're on a job and there's a new tile guy and you like his tile work, speak up, ask for his cards
Yeah.
and say that, ask him what type of work he likes to do. Do you like to do bath remodels? Do you like to do just the tile work? Do you do the whole thing? Because we have people who ask about, you know, good tile guys or referrals for remodeling contractors and take the cards. So I see so many shower guys or glass guys. They go to a job with cards, and all they want to do is talk about themselves and hand out their business cards.
You're exactly
Go there and
right.
ask for their business cards. Put
Yep.
them in your, let the folks in the office know, hey, I met this town person, good work, da da da. This is the type of work they like to do. And then when Mr. and Mrs. Jones come in the showroom, say, oh, we ran into this guy again. You need to check references on your own, but
We just did a job with him and it turned out very well. And then he'll get, and my God, you'd think you gave him $1 million when the phone rings.
Yep. Greg, we did the same
We've got
thing
the
there.
home show this weekend. Sorry. We've got the home show this weekend. And I'm going to put out some information. We always get people that are looking for referrals to a tile guy or a remodeler or whatever because they haven't started their bathroom or shower. I provide that information. The tile guys and the remodelers love it. And guess who they're going to refer to the get their shower glass.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
Just
Yeah,
being careful.
Brian,
We've had a few of those bite us though, where we've recommended the guy and either they didn't call the customer back, they didn't, do what they said they were going to do, and
And I
it's
get
kind
that
of
it
bit
reflects
us.
on you. It
Yeah,
reflects on you.
right.
I get that. So you got to be careful. And we always say the same thing. We don't have a dog in the hunt. We don't exchange any cash. We
Yep.
don't get paid commission. Merely that we've had good luck in the past, but you need to check references for yourself.
Right.
That's the standard speech we give every single time.
Yeah. Little
Can't get burned that
disclaimer.
way. Yeah, can't get burned.
Yeah.
But it's worked out very well. I mean, if you came in our showroom, Bill, you've been there, but I don't know if you saw, we got a wall of business cards
Yep.
and we hand them out every single day.
Yep. And the guys love it when you call them to restock it. Say, we
Correct.
ran out of your cards. You want to stop by here. That's fantastic. That answer your question, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's like handyman. It's like having a good handyman because there's always customers always, oh, do you know somebody who does this? Do you know somebody that does that? And it's
Yeah.
normally, like this tile guy, plumbers, right? Because, oh, can you change the fixtures to match? I've got these old gold fixtures. It's like, oh yeah, hang around a while and we'll come back in style, so it's like plumbers, tile guys, but then it's just little miscellaneous stuff and handyman thing. And those guys end up getting so busy. So we've got a handyman that we're referring, and then he gets so busy that he doesn't get back to them. So then you have to find a new handyman. And so, I ran into this guy, just met him at a church function, met him for the first time. And hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm a handyman. Oh man, let me get your card. We always can refer a handyman. Do you mind, if I send you work? Oh no, that'd be great. So I get a few of his cards and I refer him once and find out people really like him. He's a good guy. He answers the phone. He goes and keeps his promise, does decent work. Man, I you know we can refer him. I mean, almost give him like steady work because there's just that many requests. So, man, you make a really good friend like that. It's like here's this guy I've never met before, and all of a sudden I'm getting jobs on a weekly basis. Actually, it's
Well,
been.
another benefit of having really good tile guys is I see on the shower door group on a regular basis, tile cracked. I'm in an argument with the customer. Bah, bah, bah. We're having a fight over who cracked the tile and why. And I say there's not enough thin set underneath. Da, 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 da. And they're right. There wasn't enough thin set underneath. It's rare that your guy cracks the tile. But I got a tile guy who says to me, anytime you have a cracked tile, call me. I'll do it for nothing because you've been so good to me over the last 10 years, sending me work. And he's probably done six or seven jobs for me and never sent me a bill. And we just
Wow.
go, we'll take care of it. And he goes out, he replaces, he's at the point now, give me the client's number. Do you have spare tile? And he's out there, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, send me a bill. He's like, nope, nope. Those are the relationships that you want. Or you can decide to fight with a customer and maybe go to small claims court and
No,
get a nice negative review.
I
And
like your way better. Someone who does it for free. You don't even have to argue. It's like, oh yeah, we'll get it taken care of.
then the customer's happy and it's done. Yeah.
That's
Yeah. And you
gold
move
there.
on. As the saying goes, we're in business. We eat crap every day.
So, I don't know who asked you to. question, Chris, about getting contractors. And the other thing is, what size contractors are you looking for? Are you looking for hotel jobs, multi-level, multi-family homes? Are you looking for single-family residential homes, remodeling? They all fall under that general contractor thing. But you start getting into these big jobs with the AIA contracts. Now you really have to know what you're reading or get a good lawyer that can read those contracts from you, because you can get in a bond really fast between time of the essence law or rules, penalties if you don't complete your job on time, retainage. They're even sneaking clause in there now that you will get paid when they get paid. They're putting it in the contract where, you know, it wasn't in before, and you fight over that, say, no, I'm not your banker. You pay me. I did work for you. Now they're putting it in the contract that you'll only get paid when they get paid. And we're not agreeing to that at all. And a lot of subs should not agree to that at all.
Yeah, we have a couple builders that do that to us, and we absolutely strike that language from the contract. And we're just very polite and say, we do not do retainage contracts. We do not do terms contracts. It's 50% down, unless they're net 30 already. 50% down, 50% on completion. I don't do progress billing. I don't do any of that stuff. So I understand if that doesn't work for you, but you and I know, Bill, they act like everything in the contract is done that way, and that's not true. There's not tons of stuff they pay for up front. There's tons of stuff they pay for with deposits. There's tons of stuff they pay for on delivery. Yep. And if your reputation is strong enough and you do quality enough work and you also aren't so desperate, you can just go, we're happy to do the work for you. However, we do not do retainage and we do not do the terms that you have in the contract. We'll strike it. Yeah. And then they're like, well, this protects both of us. No. It protects you. And that's okay. But I'm not signing that part of the contract.
Right.
And then you move on.
So they'll come back.
Yeah, no. And you're like, hey, I appreciate that we just didn't come to terms on this. And I wish you the best of luck and move on.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What do you guys do with a waiver of subrogation?
A waiver of it?
In other words, if anything is your fault,
yeah.
So a guy could drop a hammer from the third floor, it kills your guy, and they're like, oh, sorry, we're not liable.
Right.
Or even do it intentionally. I won't do business that way.
No, the last contract I just negated. Exactly what Greg said, we struck it out. They said that you would waive your right to a lien. I'm not going to give up my law. That's Florida law. They put the lien law in there exactly for that. Why am I going to give up that right? If you pay your bills on time, it's not an issue.
Probably not legal either.
Right. I'm not signing
it. Hold up in court. But I wouldn't either.
Well, contractor's lien law is really the only advantage you have being a licensed contractor. I mean, everything else is totally against you. You're being licensed as a contractor is totally not in your best interest. 100%. Well, 99%, except for that one thing, being able to file mechanics. So, I mean, giving that up is like, what, you know, what's the point of even being a contractor?
I hear you. The only thing that sets you apart from the two guys in a truck deal, you know, where they just pull up and do work.
There's that.
You know, yeah. As much as it's nice to have licensing as a barrier to entry for new startups. It's good for us because we're already in the game. Unless it's enforced, it's really no good. And there's nobody out enforcing it. There really aren't. It's just another way of regulating and collecting fees. And we're not getting anything for those fees, only aggravation.
Yep. Amen. Yeah, it's funny, Bill, you asked me who asked that question. I'm like, oh man, who did ask me that question? So Rob sends me an image. He saved it from last week. It was Kane Anderson who asked that question. Thanks, Rob. You're awesome. He's all over it.
So another thing to watch for when you're looking at contractors is the restoration companies, the restoration contractors. They're working through insurance companies and getting things fixed up after a fire or pipe burst or whatever. Normally they have the worst payments and it's going to take you forever to get paid. And the homeowner is going to find out that the insurance isn't going to cover this shower. And then they're all upset. They didn't think they'd have to pay anything. So we try and stay away from those. And then we also try and get to know our contractors, because there are the contractors who will treat you as part of their team. And it's like, we are an arm of their company. We really have to watch out that we are representing them well, but they really treat us well too. And they take care of us. We, you know, it's like, we're part of the team. And then there are other contractors that almost set themselves up as the watchdog for the homeowner. And you have this idea where they're working on behalf of the homeowner, and their job is to get the lowest bid and be on you and you know, and nitpick everything you do. So watching out for the way that the contractor works is really important to us, and part of those first couple of jobs to find out if that contractor is going to continue to be a fit for us.
That's a great one, Shannon, because I used to call it the Superman contractor complex, where they would, you could walk around and find 10 things they did wrong on the job, but they're up there, they're holding your feet to the fire in front of the client, ambushing you. Instead of, even if you did something wrong, you know, instead of taking you aside without the customer there and saying, "Hey, I noticed this was a little off. Can your guys watch the silicone next time?" or something like that. They don't. They in front of the homeowner, they'll be like, "I noticed the guys got a little messy with the silicone here," you know, and you're like, this is not a partnership. Exactly right.
Well, I remember having a contractor early on like that. And he would, first thing he would do is he would have me come and sell the job to the homeowner. So it's like, I mean, one of the benefits working with a contractor is that he's basically sold the job. He's dealing with the homeowner or whatever, and then you're dealing with him. So he's supposed to be kind of insulating you from that. But he would just kind of have me come out and then turn me over to him. And which was fine for me, because I like sales, and I would end up selling more, you know, than he would have anyway. So I'd end up, you know, they'd end up buying, you know, the Starfire glass, the half inch glass, the, you know, bigger, better, whatever. But then at the end of it, he would do just what you were describing, Greg, where he would like kind of, you know, throw me the wolves, you know, whenever, you know, something didn't go exactly right. And it was like, I'm not going to do both of those things. You know, I'm not going to like be your salesman and, you know, your whipping boy, you know, when it comes to the end. So, yeah, needless to say, we don't work together anymore.
And he found somebody else to whip.
Yeah, there's always a new guy out there.
Yeah.
But it is really wonderful when you get used to a contractor and, you know, they have a way of doing business. And I don't know if you guys have had many contractors that are on Builder Trend. And, you know, you're on the same system as them. You're getting updates to the schedule. And it's just like, you know, oh, here's a new job. Here's what we're bidding. Here's what they've selected. Here's when they want us out there. It is just so simple when they've got it down and when you're really in tune with them. It can be so nice. And then a homeowner comes into and you're like, oh, really? I have to explain all of this to them. Some of our contractors are so nice. I get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah, a good relationship with a general contractor is awesome. You know, I mean, especially when they're thoughtful and they're making sure that you know there's room for you to pull up the truck. They know that like you're the one, your crew is the one that's got the heaviest materials, the most fragile materials, the most, you know, for the most part, you know, you're the guys who really need to be accommodated, to be able to park close and, you know, have stuff out of the way and stuff like that. And when you've got a contractor who's, you know, aware of that and taking care of you like that and doing all those things, paying on time, you know, it's a really nice relationship to have.
Yeah, the first job, I'm always asking the guys too, do we like this guy? Was he good to you? How was the rest of the work in the house? Does he hire quality people all around? We got one new guy and he's like a favorite of the office. And the first job that we did with him, I'm like, how was he? They said he was waiting in the street in downtown, you know, at this hands up park here, you know, it's little stuff like that. And good contractors know that, and they know that it's important to keep good subs. Mm-hmm. And man, you get that combination, it's, yeah, you can't go back to homeowners. Yeah. Though I'm trying.
It's good to have a mix of both, right?
Shannon, we say this often too, you know, a good contractor is not going to tell another contractor about you if you're a good sub. It's like a babysitter. They're going to keep them for themselves, right? But yeah. a homeowner will spread the word to their neighbor, to their friend, to their relative, you know, that they hired you. But a contractor, he's keeping his mouth shut because he doesn't want you going off to somebody else.
But that's okay. That's why I show up at the HBA and the NARI.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm talking to a new guy. Oh, hey, I see you're new. Who do you use for showers? I do that guy and that guy and that guy. And we're in the Street of Dreams and we're in the tour of remodeled homes. And, you know, we're the ones you want. Just ask these guys whether or not they'll you know, say it.
Right. Yeah, no, that's okay for you to say it, but they're not going to.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing you kind of touched on there, Shannon, was like when you're on a job site, how clean is the job site? I mean, that's a great indicator of how good the contractor is. They're keeping a clean site. If it's like if it's messy and there's junk everywhere, yeah, that for one thing, it's not very safe, you know. But another thing is just kind of an indicator that things aren't going very well. Things aren't very organized. So that's something to look for.
One thing I want to follow back on is what Adrian said a long time ago is he doesn't go after the new builds because it takes him so long to build the house, but he ought to rethink that because generally that builder, he's got two or three or four job sites going on at the same time, and they're in different stages. Some might just be excavating, some might be framed, others might be in a sheetrock stage. And that's what I've found out. Yeah, you may not get that house for a year, but that builder, I still go after him because he's probably got two or three others in the progress.
Don't get me wrong. I don't shy away from them. I take those too, but I prefer the remodelers because like I said, they do a bathroom. I got one guy, man, he's in and out of bathroom about a week and a half, and I'm in there doing a shower, and a week later I'm installing it. So it's
sure.
But I do have a new build. I do have quite a bit of new builders. I just did a nice beautiful home. You should have seen this house. Oh my god. I swear if I had the money I would probably and this guy, like they had the finisher, man, he was a one of those woodworkers, man. He did everything by hand. Oh my god, it was so beautiful. Oh, so nice. Jealous. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean I do have my new builders, you know, but like I said, I do prefer the people I do remodels on them.
Yeah. All I'm saying is if you're going after, like Chris said, you're driving down the street and you see that sign and it's in front of a new house, don't shy away from it, even though that house is just coming out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's probably got four somewhere down the block that are in different stages.
Well, I'm near, I don't know if you guys heard about, there was a wildfire here that took down a town called Paradise, and it still looks like pretty bad, but yeah, every time I go out drive through there, I run into a few. I haven't stopped in, walked in, looked at the house, and give them my cards. I still talk to them, you know, new builds, but yeah, like I said, I do what I can, you know, for the new builds. But yeah, it's.
Yeah. So Paradise is in your work area?
Yeah, Paradise. I'm only like 45 minutes from them.
Okay.
It's still bad. It looks real bad. So they still got a lot of work. And then There's Oroville, that's that caught on fire too. That thing is, that's kind of toast too as well. So I just did some houses up there, and yeah, it's pretty sad, you know. But you know, good thing about those is they're willing to pay. They pay pretty good. They don't care. You know, the insurance, they got that insurance money, so they're not shy about sharing it. So I'm like, all right, they don't mind paying my extra time to drive up there. So okay.
Yeah, well, speaking of leaving cards, I had an interesting experience. I dropped a couple of cards off at a new construction. It was still in stick stage. There was no sign out front. Nobody was around. I went in, and I've done this before. I just stick a couple of cards or a card in between the studs at eye level. So whoever comes in is going to see it, right? So I did that, I think in two places, in both bathrooms in the house. I get an email, a nasty email the next day from the designer, who proceeded to tell me that she was angry about picking up my trash and didn't think that this was good business to do marketing, because leaves a bad impression about me and my company. And it turned out it was a builder. They built the entire neighborhood, which I didn't know. But I would not have pursued that had I known, because I don't want their business and they don't want mine. I, at that time, before hooking up with Clinton Glass, I couldn't have handled their volume anyway. So it wouldn't have been a good fit at all. I never would have pursued it. But I just thought it was funny that she was angry that I was leaving trash on her job site when I stuck them, two of them, in her, in the studs.
The idea, Brian, that she took time out of her day instead of just picking it up and throwing it away, if it really upset her, the idea that she took time out of her day to email you is absurd. And that is more of a reflection on her.
On her.
That is insane. Company.
Yeah. I talked to actually somebody about that after that. And they said, oh, yeah, that company's terrible to work for. I can see why. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just had to make the point. She had to be right. Okay. I didn't argue with her.
Yeah, that's a little
shocking. You never want that business anyway.
No.
I have a friend around here that has a central vac company, and he's always doing new construction because they do the pre-piping, and he'll go to different job sites and he will walk onto the job site with a clipboard. He'll measure everything. He'll send them a bid and say, hey, I was over at your job site. Here's a bid for doing central vac. And every once in a while, people will be like, did someone ask you? And they're like, and he's, no one asked. I just figured you'd want to know your options when it comes to the HVAC. And he had his pilot's license, and he would fly over so that he could see new construction that was going on. I mean, he was just really aggressive and all of that, really nice and, you know, great guy. Everyone loves him. So while he was on site, I mean, he did it really well, but there wasn't a job going on that he didn't get his bid in there.
Yeah, I'll bet he gets a few that way.
Sounds like a great way to write off the expenses of an airplane.
Let's think about that.
Right, Bill? Think about that. Yeah, that's good. Greg, yeah, kind of hard to do that with shower doors.
Greg, did you see that a twin engine went down right next to us?
Yeah, that jet in Naples.
Yeah.
It was a miraculous landing. Yeah. Twin engine flame out.
Lost both the engines, tried to land it on the interstate. And he did land it.
I'm going to say pretty successfully. Three passengers, there were only three, and they all survived. Pilot and Copilot, not unfortunately, but I mean, that's just,
yeah.
You saw the video, the dash cam video. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. So back to the shower doors.
The pilots both perished, but they saved their passengers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
But somebody, some trucker had it on his dash cam video as he was driving on the interstate. You could see the plane coming in. He lost both engines, so it was an emergency landing, and he was trying to piece it between traffic. It was a Friday afternoon. Traffic's heavy anyhow. Just imagine driving your car. It's bad enough looking front, side, and back, but who thinks of looking overhead? You know, yep. It's just crazy.
Just a glider at that point. A really bad glider.
When it's your time to go, man, you just never know.
Yep.
Anyhow, back to shower doors. Shannon, it's your fault. Yeah. You got us off.
Yeah, I did. I made the plane reference. Christina, any update on your designer who was torturing you?
Oh, yeah. What about that?
I don't know if the word is torture. Was
I'm like embarrassed. I have a really lovely email drafted that I haven't sent yet.
Okay. How many times did you rewrite it?
Twice so far.
Yeah.
But it's been sitting there for a week, and I need to get through this fireplace project first. It's quite a bear. Actually, I wanted to ask you guys about templating and how you measure large spaces, but my dad was gracious enough to go out there with me and brave very tall ladders and wouldn't let me get on them. And so he's this sweet, sweet little old man on this very tall ladder. And of course I'm freaking out. And anyway, he's like, I do this all the time. And whatever. Anyway, we got it measured and templated today. And
good.
It's going to be great. I've been talking to Palmer, the Palmer brothers, and they've been lovely and wonderful in answering all my questions. And I've learned a lot about coefficients of thermal expansion. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to know about the best substrates for a mirror above a fireplace.
That's going to be our topic next week.
Yeah, it is. Fireplace substrate.
Yep. Is it? Oh, that's 9:22. That's perfect timing.
So anyway, right. Things are going well. And she's supposed to meet me this morning and she didn't show. We were about to leave and she said, text me when you're going to leave, like an hour before you leave. And I was like, well, we're leaving now. Mm-hmm. So whatever. It's fine.
I can't back the clock up to text you, right?
Right.
If you want somebody if you want somebody who's not emotionally attached to that situation to review the email, I'd be happy to look at it. I'm sure anybody else would be happy to look at it as well. You have to take all the emotion out, even though you want to say 100 things and how frustrated you are, but it's really your responsibility that you're so frustrated because you, as you know, I've done it before, you let it go and then you get angry at them, but you're really angry at yourself. So
yeah.
You just have to write a nice, clear, professional email that states the facts. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I drafted the email as a response to another client she was asking for a bid for, and she wanted me to put her her commission on top of it.
Ooh.
And I did and sent it over to him, and he said, well, I got another glass company and their bid is way lower. And it's like, well, yeah, of course it is. I've got this lady's commission on top of it. So you know, obviously I didn't say that, but I want to forward his email and just say, hey, this is why, you know, this is why we don't do this. One reason we don't do this. I wanted to send it to you, explain it to you, show you. I also have no idea what the other glass company is quoting because she's having me quote 120 inches tall glass and his glass company sent him a bid for 96 inches. Well, that's a hell of a difference, right? So, she wants gray glass as the designer, but he doesn't. I mean, I think the other company is probably quoting clear glass. So you can imagine the price difference would be extreme.
And those are uncomfortable conversations about, you know, putting the commissions in there. I don't know how you guys handle it, but we always say to people that if generally as a rule of thumb, if you're trying to hide some of your pricing, there's something wrong. And we'd rather just have you tell the client that you mark up our product 10 or 20% for handling it. Because if you there's, you're basically saying what I charge, I can't get away with. So I have to bury some of my costs and some of my suppliers, rather than just saying, well, when the glass goes in, if there's a problem, you're going to call me as a builder and I have to come to the meeting. So I charge 10% or 20% for everything that I'm involved in. And just, you know, transparent. My favorite builders are transparent pricing builders. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's pricing is real. And so we I don't think we have any left. We did for a little while where we'd add, don't forget to add 10% for this one. Don't forget to add 15% for this one. And it's just a losing game. And so we just have that heartfelt conversation and say, we understand you need to make a living. We understand you're not trying to take advantage of the client, but you can't bury your numbers in our numbers. You just can't.
Yeah. That's just what I need to tell her. And we have so she's the designer for a general contractor that she works with, that he referred us to her, and he has transparent pricing and he's one of our best contractors. Right. And I want to say, you know, this is how Gus does it. You know, this is how his company and his son do it and how they're so successful. They're very transparent. They put 10% on top of everything. They let the company or the homeowner know that ahead of time, you know, it just takes all of the guessing away from everything, you know?
Yeah. And then there's nothing to hide. They're not afraid. They earn it. You earn it. When you put the glass, right. You earn it. And when somebody asks you to bury some numbers in theirs, it's truth. It's not fair. And I know sometimes it's like, cause they brought you the project, but we're back to that where it's always a partnership. And so, yeah, we stopped doing it. We can't do it.
Yeah. So, I'll probably modify my email a little bit. I did take the emotion out of it largely. I just want to make sure I'm more articulate.
You said largely, Christine. You said largely. You didn't say totally.
Yeah, it's out of it. It's that, you know, by the end of the email, I'm just like, I know your other subs, you said your other subs do this for you, but you know, and I understand if this is your model and we can't work together anymore, but, you know, I hope that we've built this, you know, relationship working together, and I hope we can work this out or work through another way to do this or something. So,
and then one of two things will happen. She'll either agree and it'll turn out to be a good partnership, or she won't and she's gone. And either one, you're going to be so relieved. Whichever way it goes, you're going to be relieved. Whether she stays and now you've got the right arrangement, terrific. But if she goes, you're going to be like, ma'am, why didn't I do that sooner?
Right.
Because she's going to have that same discussion with the next glass guy.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
It'll come up. Might not come up the first job, but it'll come up again.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah. In other news, we had this is totally unrelated to anything, but it's the last call I took today. A customer called today, her shower door installation's tomorrow morning. She called today and she said, I want a steam shower. How do we do that? A steam shower. Oh no. Here we go.
It might be better if I just come over and go in there because I'm steaming right now.
I know.
I'll be happy to. Oh my God, a second shower. That's terrific. Yeah. I can't wait to sell you a second shower.
Yeah, you should say, where's that one going to be located?
I know. She's like, well, can you just add glass on top?
Yeah, sure. Easy.
You don't have a stretching machine?
We did. We finally sprung for the glass stretcher. It's been worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the glass turns out to be 5/16 when you're done, but that's
great. Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
You just got to heat it up and stretch it.
If only.
Yeah, we get those. Same thing. They take your door out, change the tile, and they want you to put the door back in, and you lost a half inch.
We had that twice this week. Customers calling for door adjustments when got their tile redone and their builder tried to put the door in, and it's actually a reinstallation, and our contractors come out and they're like, what the heck is this? I'm like, this is not our door anymore.
I told the tile guy to put it back in exactly the same way, and he did.
Yeah.
Different
color tile in there. Oh, and by the way, you might as well change the finish on it. Doesn't match.
The joys.
And now it's scratched.
That's why we're all doing pictures now. Mm-hmm. Keeping the pictures in the file. This is the dimension it was. I mean, you got Smart Builder. I'm sure you're doing it.
Yep.
You're doing it when you're taking the picture and you're attaching it to that file and you got your original dimensions. You go back and say, this isn't even close to what we had.
Time stamped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All everything.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Computers are good for that. They'll keep everything forever, theoretically. Yeah, Christina, it's like I always say, I never regretted the job that I didn't get.
Yeah, there you go.
That rings in my ear weekly. Weekly.
Huh? Yeah.
Great quote, Chris.
Just don't make it your theme song.
Right.
Then you'll have no jobs.
Right, yeah. If you want to have some jobs.
Yeah, got to have some jobs.
Yep.
So before everybody goes, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
I feel good.
Treat your Valentine well, Chris.
You guys are my Valentine.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's pretty sad, Chris. That's pretty sad.
Not one person had red on today. Do you notice that?
That's true. Probably some of these people who have their cameras on.
We're wearing black.
I did my burgundy. I wore pink yesterday, so I did burgundy today. I think it counts.
Cool. All right.
We'll count it. All right, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Hey, this is Chris Phillips, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You may want to join the Shower Door Professionals group on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Shower Door Pros, and you'll find us. I look forward to seeing you.